It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Holly J. McDeed, in for Brian Watt. Around 10% of Alameda County's registered voters are 18 to 25 years old, some of whom will likely be voting for the first time this election. Kalia Tillman is one of these voters. She's 18, and she spoke with me at the place where she's an intern, the East Oakland Youth Development Center near the Coliseum.
So I have a 2004 that's written, that's colored in red. This is the year that I was born. Back here behind my ear, it's a Gemini sign because, yes, I'm a Gemini.
Tillman shows me her tattoos. One of them on her left arm honors her brother, Corey Clay, and her cousin, Aaron Pryor.
This CA with the heart in the middle with the two angel wings, this is for Corey, this is for Aaron.
Both of them were shot and killed in recent years. I asked Tillman if she thinks the city has done enough to address gun violence.
I'm not sure what they can do, because I'm not going to say that they need to take more accountability, but I just feel like they put this picture on it as, well, this is Oakland, and this is how Oakland is, and I don't feel like that's how Oakland is. And I feel like Oakland has a lot of more good things about it, but I feel like focusing on the bad things all the time isn't good.
Over the past couple of years, during the pandemic, Oakland saw the biggest jump in homicides in the Bay Area. And this increase in violent crimes has continued to disproportionately affect Black and Brown communities. So as Election Day approaches, public safety is top of mind. A recent poll by the Oakland Chamber of Commerce finds an overwhelming majority of voters surveyed said gun violence is an extremely or very serious problem.
And I know that there's a lot of bad things going on, but instead of just saying Oakland's like is a tragic place right now, say Oakland is going through like a hard time, instead of making Oakland out to be like a bad place where you shouldn't come.
So as Tillman gets ready to vote, she tells me about other issues she's focused on, like public transportation and improving public schools.
I feel like classrooms are set up to be like uncomfortable for students. They feel like the learning environment isn't good because like we're all just sitting at desks. And so I feel like if the classrooms were more comfortable for the kids, they would be more willing to learn. We can have like different aspects like lights, mood, scents. I feel like that should help.
Yeah, and then when it comes to other issues in Oakland, the mayoral's race this year, is that something that you're following, and are there things that you want the next mayor to take on?
I'm not gonna lie, I haven't been really focused on the mayor specifically because I know our current mayor Libby Schaaf, I really don't know what she's done. Like I know she's visited my school a few times, but like I'm not sure what her impact has been on the city as a whole.
And what do you think that says about Oakland government and politics right now?
I feel like their actions need to be bigger than their words. I feel like they're just talking a lot, but there's not much action behind the words that they're telling us.
Thank you, Kalia.
Of course, thank you.
That's Kalia Tillman. She's an intern at the East Oakland Youth Development Center, and she'll be voting for the first time this election. You can find all the info you need on the November ballot at kqed.org/voterguide.